All right, halftime show continues here at the Marble Athletic Field, and in our player spotlight here tonight is Sasha Olson. How you doing, man?
I'm doing pretty good, Jack. How about you?
Hey, I'm doing pretty good. I guess by the time this interview airs at halftime, we'll have a better answer to that question, right?
Exactly right.
Well, last week, explain the feeling that you had as that game was just all, especially in the first half, all in your team's favor.
Well, that just was a phenomenal feeling. I mean, we've been trying to beat Esky for so long. It's just an awesome rivalry to have, and coming out with a win that night was awesome. Yeah.
I mean, I know with you know, Cam and Johnny getting hurt, that kind of took a damper on it, but, you know, they were still there with you, right?
Yeah, it's that family essence that we have with our team. We're all there all the time for each other. So
now everybody knows you're not a star on this football team, but you have a role to play, and you did it quite well the other night. What do you think your role is?
Well, I mean, I'm always getting told to do my job, so I try and just keep it simplified to that and get done what I need to get done.
And you certainly did that tackling last week. You had a couple of real nice open field tackles on special teams. That had to pump you up.
Yeah, that felt good to get that done for once. Yeah, thanks.
For once?
For once.
Now, you know, I also think your pass coverage has been better this year. I know last year you got brutalized a couple times in Kingsford, and that ain't fun.
No, it is not. I remember getting mossed a couple times in Kingsford. Yeah.
But it was better for you this year. Is it just being older, or what do you think is different?
It's definitely being older with the experience, but it's also just the fact that it's our last year, so we want to put everything into it.
So how about today? Does your role change any with, you know, we're a wounded team right now.
We are a wounded team, but, you know, we're still solid. We got guys that can fill in, and it's our homecoming, so we're going to go out there with all we got.
What's it been like at the school this week, especially after last year where we really couldn't have a great homecoming celebration? I mean, we had a game, but, you know, we couldn't really do all the good stuff, fun stuff.
I mean, it's been wonderful to have all of those activities that we were – well, we missed last year, so it's really nice to get back into the swing of things.
So what do you plan to do tonight differently as a team, you think, against Marquette? You know what they are. You've seen, you know, they're very good, and we are shorthanded.
We are shorthanded, and we know that Marquette is very good overall, but we do know that their pass coverage is, or their passing is very nice, and so we've set up some things to try and counter that as best as we can.
All right, what are some of the things you do besides play football, Sasha? What are your hobbies?
Disc golf. Disc golf over anything. I like to play chess, too, honestly. And school isn't that bad for me. I enjoy learning, I'm not going to lie.
Well, you got to keep the team's grade point average up.
Exactly, yep.
And if they factored in your radio announcer's GPA, it wouldn't help very much, trust me.
Or the Pucci brothers, eh?
Well, we'll ask them about that, right? Okay, and what are your plans after high school, man?
Well, I'd like to go to Michigan State and possibly study something with business. So just get a solid life going.
All right. Give your shout-outs, man.
Well, first off, shout-out to my girlfriend, Sam. She's on the homecoming court. Hopefully she wins queen. And then my parents, obviously. My brother, nah, he doesn't get a shout-out because he beat me in spike ball.
Oh, he did?
He did. He did at school the other day. So I'm pretty angry about that one.
Yeah, you're still salty on it.
Little bit, yeah, little bit.
All right, man, well, you have yourself a good game here, and thanks for doing this. Happy homecoming, man.
Thank you. Have a good one.
All right, Sasha Olson, everybody. More coming up from the Marble Athletic Field after these words. Live from Gladstone, this is Braves Football.